Good morning.
Good morning.
We're thankful to be in the house of God and to be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you're happy to be here, say amen.
Amen.
Thank God for this a new day that He's given us that we haven't seen before. Certainly, if you're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ, you're an honored guest of the audience, and we want you to be a member of the Church of Christ. Yeah. We want to baptize you today. But you got to believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary's hill, that you may be saved. If you believe that, after hearing it, then you'll repent right where you are. And you'll make a confession before this audience. You'll believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God, and we'll baptize you this morning for the remission of your sins. Amen. Then you'll be added to the only church you read about in the Bible, the Church of Christ. It's the only one in there and the only one you ever hear us preach about, because we believe that this book is right.
Amen.
And every word of the Bible is right.
Amen.
John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse number 60. We're going to close out the study of chapter 6. John has been a wonderful study. I've learned a lot from John. You don't get too old to learn from the Bible. It's a wonderful, great, great teaching in the book of John. How many of you all enjoy John?
Amen.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of things that more specifically as John taught. And today, to whom shall we go? The question was asked. Many. In verse 60, the Bible says, many, therefore,
of his disciples, when they had heard this,
said, this is a hard saying.
Who can hear it?
Now, many of his disciples, that word disciples means those who were followers or students of Jesus. And it was applied to them because they were under his teaching. But they said, this is a hard saying, which means, it was hard to agree with it. It was offensive in some ways to them. And they said, who can hear it? Who can hear this teaching that he was superior to Moses and that he was the bread of heaven and that he was the bread of God, and people had to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood? And they're thinking, how are we going to eat of his flesh? And this is a hard saying for a man to think he's all that. And that he can be the son of the bread of God given to man from heaven. But you know, Jesus' teachings are even hard today. Many people want to be saved other ways than what Jesus said. In Mark 16, 15, he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. The grace doctrine preaches, that's a hard saying. That means we got to do something. That means, but we are all saved by grace, by accepting Jesus in our heart. Because baptism is a hard saying. It's something they don't want to do. But it's still a command from Jesus. And even today, when you start talking about his apostles, his disciples who were with him, they taught about, Peter said, baptism saves in 1 Peter 3:21. And they also taught there is one body, one church, and one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And even today, many cannot accept there's only one church in the Bible. It's a hard saying. It's offensive. Amen. You know, and everybody, why when we get to funerals and people lose their loved ones, and you have some preacher who won't even preach about the one church because it's offensive. It's a hard sin that the saved got to be in the Church of Christ. The easy sin is attend the church of your charge, but that's not what Jesus taught.
Amen.
Amen. So a bold preacher, don't have a problem with that. Not only bold, but one who believes that the Bible is right over him. Amen. I tell people all the time, don't call me to preach your funeral or your family's funeral if you don't want the truth told. Wrong preacher. They got some sugarcoaters out there, but not this one. Why? This is a hard saying for people, but it's still the truth. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Acts 2:47 says, to save the in the church. And the only church I can tell them to save the in, according to the Bible, is the Church of Christ. Now, I don't apologize. I don't back up. I don't take nothing back that I'm saying. I'm standing with it. I'm going to stay right there with him, because Jesus stood on truth and they left him. The truth will either drive you or draw you. Somebody said that. I don't ever read that in the Bible, but there's some truth to it.
Yes,
amen. So that's just where it is. The hard sayings come from the scripture. People don't want to. We want to believe in America, everybody going to be saved, no matter where you go. Attend the church your charge, as long as you believe in Jesus, everybody saved. The Bible don't support that. Jesus never said that. Not one time did he say that. That's American doctrine. Amen. What are we going to do at the Church of Christ Highland Heights? Stay with the book. Amen. Teach the hard sayings. Lord, there's a hard saying to love your enemy. Even in the church, members don't want to love their brother. That's a hard saying for them. Or to forgiveness is a hard saying for people. They've got to forgive one another. Some people can't forgive. Let's go to verse 61. Just deal with some hard sayings right there. When Jesus knew
in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you?
That offend, that means bother. You troubled by what I said? So Jesus, and he knew their thoughts. And here's one thing we ought to understand, that we don't get away with thoughts. You know, you can have these thoughts, but at the end of the day, God knows your thoughts. He knows your words, you know thoughts, and he knows your deeds. So he knows these people. That's something we need to keep in mind, because some thoughts can be wrong. Amen. Some thoughts can be sinful. Amen. Is that right? The Bible talks about thoughts being sinful. As a man looking upon a woman, he lusts in her heart. He's already sinned. The sin took place before he laid in the bed with her. Jesus know your thoughts. In verse number 62, he said, what and if?
Ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before.
Now, what if you, if that bothers you that I told you to eat of my flesh, then what are you going to do when you, if I ascend back up to heaven? You're really going to be shocked. Jesus is messing with the head right now. If that bothered you, what I just told you, that I'm the bread of God and I'm the bread of heaven, and that you're going to have to eat of the flesh and drink of the blood, then if that bothers you, if that offends you, what are you going to do if I send back up to heaven? Problem. He said, his so-called disciples do not believe. That's the problem. The problem is unbelief. Get Hebrews chapter number 4 for me. And every one of us must understand, belief can't be in percentages. Belief cannot be 20% belief, 80% unbelief. Belief cannot be 99%. Belief must be 100%. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And ask yourself, do you believe everything in the Bible is right? Do you believe this book's true? Do you believe there's error in this book? If you believe there's error in this book, you're going to pick and choose what you want to believe. Here's what I believe. I believe there are members of the Church of Christ who, even in the Church of Christ, are not in the Church of Christ because they believe 100% to say they're in the Church of Christ. They have a partial belief, but not a whole belief. That's why they don't tell their sweet grandmother who's not in the Church of Christ. Because their partial belief is she's good enough to be saved. But being good don't save you. What saves us is obedience to the word of God. So let me warn all of us about unbelief. Listen to the Bible, Hebrews chapter 4, start at verse 1.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us.
The rest he's talking about. You come short of going to heaven. This is the rest he's talking about. And for unto us
was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
If I preach the word and you don't mix faith with it, the word of God won't profit you. It won't benefit you if you don't believe. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. In Hebrews 11:6, the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that come to God must believe. So you must believe. And so here's a problem that the Hebrew Christians had, and the Hebrew writer's telling them, the problem the reason you're going to miss heaven is because, you know, when we preach the word, it's not mixed with faith. In other words, you got to believe what the word says over you. Amen. And then he says,
For we which have believed enter into rest.
The believe enter into rest.
As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath,
yeah,
if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Read on.
For he spake in a certain place of the 7th day on this wise.
Right.
And God did rest the 7th day from all his works.
Okay, read on.
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remained that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached
enter not in
because of unbelief.
Look at verse 8. See, unbelief will cause you to miss heaven. Real.
For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also had ceased from his own works, and God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after he after the same example of unbelief.
See?
For the word of...
That's it. Labor to go to heaven based on belief. Amen. We have to believe. None of us saw Jesus on the cross in Jerusalem. That come by hearing the word of God. So everything we do is given to us through the scripture. And the scripture is what determines our faith. Our faith coming by hearing the word of God preached. Now, when we look at this thing, the Bible says, blessed, Revelation 14:13, are the dead that die in the Lord, for they do rest. So you got to die in the church of Christ. You got to die being baptized. You want to die taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday. You want to die wearing the name Christian. Not Hinduism, not Buddhism, not Catholicism, not Baptistism, not Methodism. None of these isms gonna get you to heaven because they ain't in the book. If I could preach, if the Baptist church was in the Bible, I would tell you. And you got to say, Brother Brooks, I believe it's saved in the Bible. The church, the Baptist church, but you can't use this to prove that. What are you saying, brother? You better develop your faith based on you standing before God by yourself. Now, my mother's not going to stand for me, and I'm not going to stand for her. So we don't get saved because we don't obey the truth because mama, we don't become a member of a church because mama's a member of the church. We become a member of a church because it's in the Bible. And I'm telling you, the only one in the Bible is the church of Christ. Amen. Now, but here's the thing. I think this is something that's hard for people to do. Understand that their faith is important. And then even in the church, those members of the church. So, and I know some may be troubled with me saying, I don't believe you're going to heaven if y'all attend our worship services. That troubled you? That offends you? You bothered by me teaching you, you should put God first? What is wrong with that? No one can say that's wrong. I should not tell you to go look, watch the Dallas Cowboys or come to hear the word of God preach. As your spiritual leader, which one should I propose? You tell me. So I'm never changing my position on that. It's not about membership. Not about people coming in and bringing more money, running members off. You're not going to run a believer off. A believer believes the Bible is right. You don't have to just preach it. Believers going to abide by the scripture. When people are looking for a reason not to be faithful, they look for a weak preacher to tell them. Not this one. Paul said, if after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, shall not spare the flock. He said, after I leave. You have to have boldness with the scripture. The scripture are given to instruct us. All scripture given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I can rebuke with this book. I can instruct with this book. I can. This book will instruct all of us in the word of God. And now I'm on the charge. I can't add to it and I can't take from it. I got to preach this word and I got to preach the word. And I got to. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Preach the word. Amen. That's what he told me. Be instant in season. When they don't like what you said, preach it anyway. Amen. And that other thing, you better know your Bible if you're going to come at me. You better know your book because I'm a student of the book. You say you up there boasting. No, Paul said he was bold. And I'm just saying I'm bold enough to bring it on if you got scripture. But if you ain't got no scripture, we don't want no lip. We want script. Well, I just feel. We don't care how you feel. Yep, from Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 7. Let me lay this down. This is a hard saying for members to believe this. Listen to Hebrews 13 and verse number 7. Listen to it.
Remember them which have the rule
the Bible
over
said,
you.
Remember them which have the rule over you. That's leadership.
Who have spoken unto you
who
the word of God.
Who have spoken unto you. That's me.
Whose faith follow.
Which faith you follow. You follow me if I follow Christ.
Considering the end of their conversation.
The end of my conversation is based on scripture. Read.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and today,
and
forever.
So he ain't going to change and I can't change. But the Bible instructs that if leadership if the one who's watching for your souls in verse 13 would be for eldership, but verse 7 is for preachers. I preach the word to you. Amen. I'm never going to tell anyone it's safe to miss worship service. Never. Amen. So I just want to set the record straight. I'm never saying that. I don't believe anyone who don't put God first is guaranteed heaven. I would be misleading people to say, that's like missing, you're missing worship, missing communion, me saying, well, you can miss service so often if you want to. No. No. So I'm in the spiritual leadership. I got rule over the church. And you are to obey. We put the order services in place not for your convenience, but for your salvation. Amen. So what are you saying, Brother Brooks? Some hard sayings come from Scripture, especially when you don't want to do it. Amen. You know, some people don't give right. And you start talking about giving more, that's a hard saying right there. All they want is money. That's just because you don't want to give. You know, all we want is money. We're doing what the Lord told us to do. Amen. He said what? What did he say? Up on the first day of the week, do what? Take a collection. Lay by in store. God loves who? A cheerful giver. That's only hard because you're a stingy giver. If you're a cheerful giver, you give above and beyond. You ain't got to have no percentage. He said, Brother Brooks, I mean, how much should I give? Give it to her. Don't give it grudgingly of a necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So that's Scripture, but you don't want to give, and now you're upset because we're preaching giving. That's like attending this worship series. Oh, he said we're going to hell. I don't never say people going to hell. I say it more nicer than that. I say you're not going to heaven. I try to be nice about it. Amen. Yeah, but I don't believe that. I don't believe you're going to lose membership because you preach the truth. I don't believe it. And God don't need our money. Don't think you're such a giver in the collection that the church is dependent on you, man. That God will roll you in here in a box. You'll be the last time you gave. Don't be thinking you all that in a bag of chips. What are you saying? God, no one man or woman going to stop the church. Amen. No preacher going to stop the church. No elder going to stop the church. No deacon going to stop the church. Brother Brooks can't stop the church. Amen. He said, well, Brother Brooks, why are you saying those things? Why not? That's my job. I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'm a preacher of the word. I'm supposed to. I'm saying, well, brother, he preaches at me. Sometimes I will preach at you because you need it. Because if I don't preach at you, you're going to keep living in sin. Yeah, no, you don't want to preach at the people. All the people get preached at. Some of them receive it with meekness, some of them don't. The Bible says in James 1:25, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of knowledge and receive with meekness the word of God which is able to save your soul. If we receive the word of God with meekness, you're not mad, you're glad. Bible said, these that gladly receive the word, were baptized. In Acts chapter 2, there was 1,000,000+ people up there. Peter said, y'all killed Jesus. Only 3,000 of them believed it. They asked Peter, men and brothers, what are we going to do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Let's go back to the Bible. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. What's the problem? They could not believe what they were hearing. And then Jesus said this,
therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me
except it were given
unto him of my Father.
Of my Father? You saying that the problem is that I told you you can't come to me unless you come, it's given you by my Father. God gave all of us. He gave his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son then gave his life. And so what are we going to say? If God done that for us, Jesus, we got to believe what the Father said. The Scripture must be right. God loved the world. He gave his Son. And he said, for us to do the Son's commandments. And the Son then, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. So who are we going to lift up to save a man? We got to lift up Jesus. We can't lift up Fifth Sunday Fellowship. Food won't bring them. It'll bring them, but it won't keep them. That's why I said that last week. You know, we have fellowship, and you offer the world food, free clothing, and we'll pack the house. Offer them free Jesus, only a few going to show up. Only if you're going to show up. Offer Jesus in the afternoon, maybe they won't come back. Verse number 66, from that time,
many of his disciples went back.
Now, key word there is many. Many. You remember, he fed 5,000, not counting men and women. It was a lot of people that was listening to what he was teaching. And then the Bible says many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, from what time? From the time they could not believe that he was the bread of life, the bread of heaven, and then they got to eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. They couldn't take that. They said, I just don't believe that you that kind of man. And so it went back. How many went? Many. Do that surprise us? No. Matthew 7:13, Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many would go that way. In Matthew 7:21, he said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, many will say unto me that day, Lord, did we not? Did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And Jesus said, I'm going to shock them on the day of judgment. I'm going to profess unto them, I never knew you. You're a worker of iniquity. In other words, you went based on what you believe, not what God told us to do. You'll miss heaven. I'll miss heaven if we do what we want to do and not what the word of God tells us to do.
Amen.
Amen. Preach, Brother Bruce. The great shock. It won't be the atheist. He won't be shot. It won't be him. When the atheist was complaining about that, you give everybody holidays. Went to the judge talking about, everybody get a holiday. Christmas holiday. Everybody get a holiday. Easter the holiday. Every day is a holiday. The judge said, and you got a holiday too. He said, what is this? April Fool Day. You're a fool if you think there ain't no God. Amen. He's not going to get shot, because most atheists believe something. Amen. Because you put them on their deathbed, guess what they say? Oh, my God. What God are you talking about? And I thought you didn't believe. Yeah. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Amen.
Yeah. The Hindus are not going to be shot. They didn't believe in Jesus. No. You think the Muslims are going to be shocked when he said that? They didn't believe in him anyway. You know what it's going to be? These are so-called Christians. These are people who believe that they can get to heaven believing just in Jesus and doing what they want to do. Some of you may be in the audience. But you know, well, I want to preach in a way that when I'm buried beneath the sod and everybody understands that Brother Brooks had moved on, that he didn't just tell me anything. Yeah, I was there when he told us the truth. I didn't believe it. And that's fine, because you're going to have to give an account to God, not to me. But I don't want your blood on my shoulder. Amen. I don't want your blood on my shoulder. I do not want your blood on my shoulder. That's why I'm not hesitant to tell the people what I believe personally. Now, if what I believe is not in agreement with the Bible, you have the right and you should come to me and tell me where I'm wrong. Don't tell somebody else. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. That's sinful. That's whispering and backbiting. And you have no interest in my salvation if you go tell everybody else and ain't telling me. I said, what is your motive? Got popular there than the motive. What is your motive? When you know somebody's in sin, you go to them at the moment you believe they're doing wrong. You don't hold that off and think about it for 3 or 4 weeks. You go there, brother, so-and-so, brother, so-and-so. Now, I'm concerned about your soul that's wrong what you're doing. Why would you, if you love a soul of man, why would you leave that man or woman in sin for 3 or 4 weeks? Or for years, but not telling them what you think they're wrong. You can always go to someone in love and say, you know, I want to know, man, I just want to make sure you ain't doing nothing that's going to not be pleasing to God. You bring it to them. And that person, if they receive the word of God with meekness, you give them scripture. And that people, if believe Bible, believe people, they can say, you know what? You know, I was wrong on that one. Thank you for bringing to my attention. Verse number 67.
Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away?
Now he asked them, said, what drove you away? What, the rest of you all, you going to leave? Many of them had left him. Remember that? And then Peter said, Lord, to whom
shall we go?
Peter then asked, where in the world are we going? Because you got something we need. What is it?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
And he said, we believe and are sure. That's 100%.
The the Son of
the
living God.
He said, we believe and are sure.
Thou art the Christ.
That you are the Christ and the Son
of the living God.
And Peter made that same confession in Matthew 16:13. He said, in Matthew 16:13, go there. They asked him that question. Jesus asked him when he went to Caesarea Philippi. The Bible says that what?
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist.
Now here's what some people say. They're not sure.
Some
say, you know, you John the Baptist.
Some Elias.
Some Elijah.
And others Jeremiah.
All these people wasn't sure. Some say Jeremiah.
Or one of the prophets.
Yeah, or maybe he's a prophet. But Peter, then he asked Peter that, and he said to Peter,
But who say ye that I am?
Who you say that I am? Peter then replies with a sure answer.
Thou art the Christ. The Son of the living God.
Was he sure? Yeah. Yes, sir, he was. He believed sure that he was the Christ, the Son of. So Jesus knew that Peter, and when Peter at that time was stating, we know who you are. If I believe you the Christ, where else can I go? I can't go nowhere else. You got the words of eternal life. And Jesus then answered them, I have not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. He spoke of who? Judas. Iscariot, the son of Simon. For it was that he should
betray him,
being one of the twelve. So this lesson says, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? I got surgery Wednesday. I'll pray for him. Amen. Amen. Got that scooter? I borrow it. I'll tell y'all this. I slide a little humor in here on y'all because I told some of you wasn't going to heaven, and you ain't going to like that. I told you to stop talking behind people back, and you don't like that because you did it. And so let me give you something to laugh about. I went to Kroger. You're already laughing. And when I got to Kroger, I was walking in. I got Sharon handicap stick, placard, and used it. It was in the truck. Pulled up in the handicap spot. I realized you had to ride around and around. Too many handicap people shopping at the same time. It wasn't enough spot. I finally slipped me in one, baby. And I was trying to get in there and go to the back of the store. I knew my leg wasn't going to make it all the way to the back. So I walked in through the door, and I seen one of them electric carts over there. And I did this. Unplugged it. I said, no, push it back. I can do it. And I walked into the store, and that leg kicked in again. I went back to that cart. And I did this. And I thought I noticed something. You get some attention when you're on that little car. Folk get out your way, and I, oh yeah, this is real nice. Yeah, I thought I was trying to clue one hand driver, you know, like. Yeah, but then I figured I was handicapped. I realized handicapped people. I got more sympathy for you right now. Handicapped people need handicapped parking spots. Y'all quit stealing them spots. They need them. They're hurting like I do. They don't want them. They want that blue sticker with that special sign on it. Is that good? I don't want to say that because I was struggling coming down. But I did want to relieve you a little bit there. Hard sayings are hard to swallow, too. Really are. You know, I believe this. The people going to get to heaven will have to admit they wrong wherever they're wrong. That's the only way you're going to do it. Because you're never going to repent if you can't say you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Y'all follow me? So what is my job is to put the scripture out there and let it convict the hearts of the man or the woman. So the heart means the mind. It's supposed to prick your heart. It's supposed to cause you to change. Why? Because God loved you. Because God gave his son for you. His son came down and lived among men. Amen. He was about 33 years old. And they would beat his son. And they would mock him. And they would slap him. And they would put a crown of thorns on his head. And they would whip him with a whip. And they would lead him up a hill called Calvary. On the hill there, they would hang him on the cross between two thieves. And he would hang there for 6 long hours for all of us. And all God wants us to do is love him, Love the word. Jesus said, the Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Jesus is the word. When you're preaching the word, you're preaching Jesus. And so you can't get upset at the word. You have to receive it with meekness, and it's able to save your soul. The word hung on the cross. The word died on the cross. They pierced the word in the side. Out came blood and water. That blood purchased his church. Acts 20 and 28, that church is named after the one who purchased it. It is the church of Christ. After he buried him in a tomb, he resurrected and got up with power and said, go in the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's found in Mark 16, 15 and 16. So if you want to be saved today, you got to hear that gospel, that death, burial, resurrection story. You got to believe it with all of your heart, number two. You got to repent of your sins, number three. Number four, you got to confess you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God before me. And number five, you got to be baptized right then. And we will do that right. We got the water. We got clothes. You go in. We take all your clothes, all of everything you got. We put you in a gown, and we'll baptize you this morning. And you go down under the water. We'll bury you in Christ. Underwater is the blood of Jesus. You won't see it. You got to believe it. Amen. That blood will wash away your sins, and you receive the Holy Spirit. Your spirit will bear witness with his spirit that you are the child of God. And that's when God will add you to the church of Christ. You can't join it. You got to be added by the Lord after obedience and obeying him. And you can do that this morning. Members of the church, look here. Let me just say to you all, all of us understand this. We come here for the right reason. Let's come here for the right reason. The right reason is what? To go where? We want to go to heaven. That's what we want. Because the one thing we all know, we're going to die. But I want to hear him say, well done. I don't know about you. How many of y'all want to hear him say, well done? If you want to hear him say, well done, you got to abide by the scripture. You got to go back and say, am I in keeping with the scripture? Are we doing what the scripture say? That's why in the church of Christ, we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Because Jesus commanded that this you do in remembrance of me. So if you're here and you're a member of the church, you won't go closer to the yard. It's the first Sunday of 2018. We had several rededications Wednesday night. Several people rededicated their life to the Lord. What a beautiful thing to see people recommit, rededicate themselves to the life, to the Lord. We got a theme this year called Commit to the King in 2018. Wouldn't you come this morning and say, you know what, I want to commit to him. I want to give my life. I want to be a sound brother in the church. I want to be a sound sister. I want to be labeled as faithful in the eyesight of God. I want to say, you come today. If you need to be baptized, you come. You're baptized before not a member of the Church of Christ. You got to get baptized because there's only one true baptism. So if you're not in the true church, you didn't get the true baptism. You got to be baptized again. Members who need prayer, we want you to come. I'm going to ask, first I want to ask for prayer. Please pray for me. My surgery is Wednesday. Pray for success. Amen. You know when you go under anesthesia, ain't no telling what you're going to have. You don't know where you're at, man. Amen. People come off anesthesia, tell me I saw God. I saw some lights. You sure did. Saw some lights, a little light on that operating table. That's the only light you saw. You ain't been no heaven because you got the doctor to go to heaven. Amen. I ain't trying to get up out of here yet. Amen. Somebody, I want to get off that table and come off on an anesthesia. My brother come off on an anesthesia picking peaches. I don't know what, when I come, you don't know what you're going to say. I told him last time when I came, an anesthesia nurse said, sir, Mr. Brooks, you need anything? I said, can you fill that IV full of coffee? Yeah, my wife, that's a true story. I'm a coffee drinker. And I knew I just woke up. I didn't know why. But I said, can you put some coffee in that IV over there? Praise God. Amen. Let's take this back to a serious tone now. God loved you. He gave his son. Did he suffer? Yes, he did. It should make you want to cry how God's son suffered for you, how they beat him, how they treat him. That's what, that calls you to come to God. That kind of love, that's what brings you to him. And you know, why not today, y'all? Why not do this? Why not do this? Because he lived, we can face tomorrow, y'all. And because he lives, it don't matter what we go through, God gonna see us through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're struggling with. It may be your house, maybe your marriage, maybe your health, maybe the church issues, maybe something you're struggling with, but God is still calling. Jesus is calling. Come to me. All you labor heavy laden together, we stand and sing. Come to the Lord.